Chapter 1. Ra and His Children. At the beginning of the world, there was only water. At this time, the god Ra was born. Ra was very powerful. Ra's power came from his secret name. I am Kupera in the morning. I am Ra at noon. And I am Turn in the evening, Ra said. And he became the sun at the different times of the day. He rose in the east, went across the sky, and went down in the west. This was the first day of the world. Then Ra said, Shu, and the god of wind was born. He said, Tefnut, and there was a goddess of rain. After this, he said, Geb, and land rose out of the sea. He cried, Nut, and he made the goddess of the sky. These gods and goddesses were his children. Ra said names for all the things on earth. His last words were man and woman. And soon there were people living in Egypt. Then Ra changed into a man, and he became the first king of Egypt. In Egypt, kings were called pharaohs. Ra ruled for thousands of years, and life was good for the people of Egypt. Every spring, the river Nile rose and flooded the fields for a while. After each flood, the earth in the fields became good for growing barley. The people of Egypt had enough food. There was peace, and men did not fight. But Ra's body on earth became old, and he could not rule very well. He could not fight against the evil spirit Apophis. Because of Apophis, many people of Egypt became evil too, and planned to fight against Ra. He saw this, and he spoke to the other gods. The people in the south of Egypt are planning to do evil against me, he said. If I look at them with my powerful eye, they will burn and die. One of the gods said, Ra, if you burn them with your eye, all of Egypt will become a desert. You should make a power to kill men and women only, and not burn the land. I will not use my powerful eye. I will send Sekhmet to kill the evil people, cried Ra. And because Ra said the word Sekhmet, a goddess with a lioness's head was born. Sekhmet the lioness then ran to the south of Egypt and killed the most evil people. The river Nile went red with all their blood. But Sekhmet liked killing, and she did not want to stop. She wanted to kill all people, But Ra did not want to rule a land with no one in it. I must trick Sekhmet, thought Ra. If I can trick her and save the people from her, I will give her another, better power. Run to the island of Elephantine on the River Nile, Ra told his men. The earth there is red. Bring me some of this red earth. So his men brought back the red earth to Heliopolis, the city of Ra. Make beer from barley and mix it with the red earth from the island of Elephantine, Ra said to the women at the palace of Heliopolis. Make lots of it. That night, Ra's men put this red beer all over the fields. It looked like blood. In the morning, Sekhmet woke up. She saw the red beer and she laughed. She thought that it was blood. She drank and she drank until the beer made her very tired and she could not kill any more. She walked slowly to Heliopolis. Ra was waiting for her there. I will give you a new name, Ra said. You are now called Hathor. You will become the goddess of love, and love will be your new power. This power is stronger than your old evil powers. All people on earth will now know love. So Ra saved the people of Egypt, and he also gave them the gift of love. Love could make them happy, but it could make them sad too.